The scholars have told us on a number of occasions, stop being harsh with people. Make things easy on the people. Stop making Salafia like a hizb, like a party or a sect. Stop making Salafia so difficult for the people to digest. Khatib al-Nas bima yafhamun, speak to the people in a language that they understand. Yassiru wa la tu'assiru, make things easy and don't make them difficult for the people. Stop the discord. Be brothers. The scholars, they give us all this advice. And then we'll say, yeah, mashallah, Sheikh Rabia gave a nice lecture. Or Sheikh Saleh Fozan gave a nice lecture. Or the Mufti gave a nice lecture. Where I myself translated the lecture for the Mufti, the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia today, Sheikh Abdulaziz Al-Sheikh, where he was speaking directly to the imams and the students of knowledge here in America. Telling them to work with one another. Telling them to be gentle with one another. Telling them to listen to one another. Tell them to mutually obey one another. And you'll still find discord amongst the people. You'll find the scholars telling us to be easy with the people. You can say the wrong thing. And everything that you work so hard for can be thrown out the window because the individual don't like you. If he don't like you, he can say that you said this on a lecture and now you're no longer considered to be Salafi. Something that simple. Since when has it been that easy to put a person off the deen? Put the person off the minhaj? The scholars has given us advice on a number of occasions, but how much of it do we practice? How much do we act upon? But we're the type of people who the scholars give us advice, and then we'll go to look for another scholar to see if he says something different so we can follow our desires. Brother calls the masjid, the imam, tell him, no, it's haram, it's not permissible, because Sheikh such and such said that this is the fatwa or the ayah or hadith, and this was the advice of the Sheikh. And the brother will ask, is there a difference of opinion? Or the brother asks, well, we only take from the major scholars, mashallah, tabarakallah. If he had said something that was in accordance with your desires, it would have been all good. But the mere fact that it goes against your desires, now this sheikh is not from the major scholars, and now all of a sudden, conveniently, you only take from the major scholars, mashallah, tabarakallah. Or this sheikh got some issues. He only got issues because you got issues. But had his fatwa been in accordance with your desires, he wouldn't have no issues. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah.